Hi, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a Microsoft ISV Architect Evangelist, and I'm here today with Wendy from the TAS Group. Wendy, could you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Wendy Reed with the TAS Group, and I'm in charge of strategic alliances.
So tell me a bit about what the TAS Group actually does, and in terms of what is the background, what is the background of the company, what are you focusing on?
So the TAS Group is a software company,
okay.
And what it does is it automates sales methodology
right.
by providing intelligence into and to the individual salesperson.
Right. Now, you're also, as well as working for the TAS Group, you actually published a book on sales methodologies?
Yes, I sure did. It's called Selling for the Long Run.
Excellent. Well, before we start delving into the CRM aspect, tell us a bit about why, you know, if I'm a company running, say, 100 or 200 salespeople, what is the value of a sales methodology? Because today, there are so many of these organizations out there running a sales force, and, you know, in many cases, those sales guys are just doing their own thing. You've got the scenario where you may have, say, the top 20%, you know, everyone's trying to be that top 20%. How does the sales methodology help the other 80% get up to that same sort of standard?
Right, that's a great question. So sales methodology does a couple of things. First of all, it helps individuals sell smarter.
Okay.
And it helps your managers to manage better.
Right.
And so the challenge you have when people are doing their own thing is that it's difficult for the manager to help coach because they don't understand the language or communication
right.
or prep that's been done or not being done. And as a salesperson, it's difficult to do the analysis to tell whether you're winning or not,
okay.
especially if you're in a team selling environment. So two key things that come to mind when you use a methodology is that you have a common set of preparation,
mm-hmm.
Which means you reduce time preparing, right?
Right?
And you get right to the meat of the matter more quickly. And you also can, as a group, understand whether you're winning or losing.
So does that mean that if I implement the TAS methodology, I'm pretty much guaranteed to increase my win rate?
Yeah, you're guaranteed if you execute on it, right?
Okay.
And so one of the big advantages that DealMaker, which is our product now
yep.
from the TAS Group, brings to the table is when that's automated, that means that you are consistently executing on the sales methodology because DealMaker will bring back to you the coaching and the analysis as it relates to what you need to do next within your deal. As opposed to depending on the sales rep to remember what they learned in a training class.
So where does Dynamics CRM fit into this? I mean, you know, what brought the interest into working with Dynamics CRM, specifically Dynamics CRM 2011?
So one of the great things that Dynamics does is that it has all the places for the data to reside.
Okay.
So, and we don't want to have duplicate entry. So, you know, all your contacts are there, your opportunities are there, your company and your company information is there, and DealMaker will read that information into it. What Dynamics doesn't do necessarily is help you to manage the intelligence around the methodology, right? Do you have a decision maker that has business issues?
Right.
What should your relationship strategy be? DealMaker will recommend a relationship strategy based on your political map, or DealMaker will have some collaborative tools that we'll use with the customer to validate whether you're advancing within the sale.
Okay.
So these are just things that the CRM Dynamics product doesn't have, which is not bad, but we want to push then all that data back so that there's one central place, one repository, so that
right.
reporting and forecasting and all of those things are intelligent and not just, you know, dumb data.
So will DealMaker integrate with CRM, but then also feed data back into CRM?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there should only be one place for the data.
Yep.
So we'll take the data from the CRM, and then we will use that data to manage it through the process, and then now we've applied intelligence to that data and
yep.
we push it back.
And I also like the idea that by implementing sales methodology, specifically DealMaker, it can also help to make CRM sticky for the sales guys. You know, the guy in the field who's thinking, you know, what's in it for me with CRM? It's always been that, you know, once we get them into the program, we get them convinced. You know, they're pretty much using it on a day-to-day basis. But I think by implementing the sales methodology, it's an immediate win for them because it can help them actually close more business, which, let's face it, that's what they're there for in the first place.
That's exactly right. And in fact, Aberdeen did an independent study that said that users that have implemented a sales methodology have a 40% better improvement of CRM
okay.
Usage than anybody that doesn't have a sales methodology. So that's a proven fact.
Now, was that referencing DealMaker specifically? Because I think you mentioned there was there was a paper out there referencing DealMaker?
Yeah, that particular statistic had to do with the adoption rate of CRM with sales methodology. But yeah, there was a secondary statistic in there that said people that used the TAS methodology are 20% more effective than people that don't.
So is that something we'll be able to link to as part of when you publish this video?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Absolutely. So tell me about where's the TAS methodology come from?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, how long has the TAS methodology been actually out there?
Ah, very good. So the TAS methodology has been around probably since the early 80s.
Okay.
It's continued to be enhanced and improved. But the difference is that it was not automated until 5 years ago.
Right.
And it's the automation now as a software application that has really driven the advanced performance.
Okay.
Because it's helping the rep to consistently analyze the methodology and look at where they need to be, as opposed to letting the rep try to sort it out on their own.
So, in terms of Dynamics CRM 2011, I know the product's in development. It's being developed out of Ireland at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where our development head is. All of our engineers are there. And it is now generally available and ready to go. It looks very nice, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, you actually showed me a demo of the original DealMaker product, I think, last week, and it's... It just looks great on screen, so I'm looking forward to seeing the CRM 2011 release. So what we'll do is we'll transition over to a product demonstration, and thanks for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.